It was predicted that it would be a million man march. It wasn't quite that big in the end. Tens of thousands of supporters of the Shia Islamic cleric Muqtada al-Sadr marched through Baghdad today, protesting the continued presence of US forces in this country, as well as a new deal that the United States and Iraq are due to sign that will legitimize the further continued presence of United States forces in this country. It's called a SOFA, a Status of Forces Agreement, that will allow American forces to continue working, to be based here, to continue fighting the insurgents as they have done for some years now. Up until now, US forces have been operating in this country under the terms of a United Nations mandate. That is due to expire, and so Iraqi and US negotiators have been thrashing out a deal for some months now and have finally come up with a document. But there is strong opposition to it. Those who oppose it most, such as these protesters, say at the heart of their opposition is the issue of Iraqi sovereignty.
The fact is, this agreement has a lot of articles that humiliate the Iraqi people. It has shocking and terrifying articles that violate the Iraqi sovereignty and dignity. In this agreement, the occupier stays in control of our country. It also gives them the ability to threaten Iraq's neighboring countries, and we don't know how the future will be for our next generations.
The key sticking point through this negotiating process was the issue of immunity for US troops in this country. America wanted them to be clear of Iraqi law. Iraq wanted them to fall under Iraqi legal jurisdiction for either mistakes that could be committed while on duty or crimes committed while off duty. Both sides dug in their heels on this one, and in the end they say that concessions were made on either side. It is now up to the Iraqi parliament to approve this deal so that US forces can remain and continue operating in Iraq. Phil Black, CNN, Baghdad.